Few people in this country, young or old, are not familiar with the story of the Wizard of Oz. Most know it from the popular 1939 MGM film with Judy Garland. But anyone who's read the original novel by L. Frank Baum, published in 1900 and inspiring a dozen sequels, knows that the film only tells a piece of the book's sweeping imaginative story. In the film, the wizard leaves the story at the tail end. In the book, his departure takes place just over halfway through, after which Dorothy and her friends experience numerous additional escapes and adventures, none of which made their way into the movie. The very notion of putting the entire original plot of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz onto the stage in a single evening's entertainment seems improbable and overambitious. For the Imaginist Theater Collective, though, working from a small storefront theater in Santa Rosa, producing theater that is improbable and ambitious is part of their mission. So last weekend, with a cast of 12 actors, the Imaginist Project 104 Ensemble launched The Wizard of Oz, a wild, innovative, slightly ramshackle but wholly entertaining romp through Frank Baum's rambling fantasy masterpiece. Directed by Brent Lindsay, with an emphasis on the underlying sweetness and sensitivity of Baum's enduring tall tale, this adaptation skips and dances from some appealingly low-tech special effects. Dorothy Cyclone is created using a billowing dress and two people wielding blow dryers, all the way to dazzling snippets of stop-motion animation and clever shadow puppetry. Everything the Imaginists do seems to be part celebration of theater and part sociological experiment, and that is true of this Oz, where the Scarecrow speaks Spanish as well as English, and where the cast includes an egalitarian fusion of experienced actors and those whose obvious enthusiasm far outshines their lack of experience on the stage. Political ideas pop up here and there as well, as with the Munchkins, who resemble overworked Walmart employees with shoes on their hands and a wicked witch for a boss. The witch is dispatched when Dorothy's house drops on her head, literally, in a nice bit of visual whimsy that opens the show. Dorothy, freshly blown to the mysterious and mesmerizing Land of Oz, gathers a team of baffling buddies, each on a quest for their own personal perfection, while Dorothy just wants to get back home to Kansas. In addition to the expected visits to the Emerald City and the Castle of the Wicked Witch of the West, this version also includes the Cowardly Lion's battle with a giant spider, Dorothy's uncomfortable alliance with the flying monkeys, trips to the land of the Quadlings, encounters with the rocky hammerheads, and the denizens of China Country, where everyone is actually made of China, the breakable kind. The Wizard of Oz and the Wicked Witch of the West are played in turn as an unrepentant flim-flam man and a power-crazed businesswoman who melts with hilariously matter-of-fact irritation. The ensemble is spirited and imaginative, and though a little mushy and clunky now and then in their performances, the overall production is so clever, so committed, and so delightfully entertaining, it's like watching a crazy parade formed to celebrate the genius of L. Frank Baum, the joy of personal expression, and the improbable power of theater. The Wizard of Oz runs through March 17th. Visit theimaginists.com for more information. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.